Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this audio is looking at the Venus and Mercury cycle that is happening this in the month of November, while also including October, because Mercury and Venus are very close, within 10 degrees most of the month of October, though Mercury isn't as easy to see, and actually Venus has just become more visible in the evening sky. But by November 1st, Mercury and Venus will be within 2 degrees of each other. Mercury will be 2 degrees south-southwest of Venus. That their declinations will be separating them a bit, although they'll be very close to the exact same sign and degree at that time. So actually, Mercury is at 28 Scorpio on the 1st of November, and so is Venus. So they're at the very end of the of those degrees. And then for all up until the time Mercury goes retrograde at the end of November, around the 23rd or 24th of November, depending on your time zone, they stay very close. And even by the end of the month, they're still within about 15 degrees of each other. So why this is important is that in some years ago, I was reading a book called The Book of Hiram. Christopher Knight and Robert Lomas wrote this book, and they did extensive research on the Temple of Solomon and what they were tracking there. And this temple was designed to be aligned to the sunrise, and the temple doors opened west, and it also was tracking solstices. So when the sun rose at the equinox, the sun would come in and illuminate the passageway and light up the Holy of Holies in the back of the temple. And that would happen 2 days a year at the equinox points. And then there were pillars that were built on either side of the temple that were, when the sun would rise in alignment with those, would be one of the solstices. So they were tracking the equinox and solstices. But the other thing they were very interested in was the Venus-Mercury cycle. And every 40 years, Venus and Mercury would come together. And they were most interested in when this happened in the morning sky. And that happened a few years ago, when Venus and Mercury were rising together near the spring equinox and staying together for a long time. So this is not, obviously, at the spring, in the season of spring, and it's happening in the season of Samhain, the cross quarter, the Day of the Dead, the time to celebrate the completion, you know, and the new beginning, the death and rebirth cycles, which are very much associated with Scorpio. And so what we have the opportunity to do here is look back 40 years, which I did. So I went back and looked in 40 years ago and saw that Venus and Mercury, starting around the middle of October and up all the way through November and into December, were traveling together. So this means that anybody who's turning age 40 around this time, November, and early December, are experiencing a Mercury return and a Venus return. And when Mercury and Venus came together, according to the builders of Solomon's Temple and that particular culture, they would see this as the return of the Shekinah. And for them, the Shekinah was the divine feminine. And it would represent a time of acceleration and growth and consciousness. So this is a significant timing to be aware of, and we can also honor the people that are turning 40 in that they have on their natal chart a connection to this particular energy. Plus, they would be in their 8-year Venus return. It would be the 5th Venus return of their life, meaning that Venus returns near the birthday. And that happens every 5 years or every 8 years, but it would be the fifth time that happens. 5 times 8 is 40. So there's a magic that connects Venus to the number 40. There's also 40 days that Venus is retrograde. retrograde. So there's another magic that's around the age 40 Venus return. And then the fact that Mercury is also coming back at that time to its original position, even if it's not conjunct Venus, anybody turning age 40 will have Mercury coming back near its original position at that near their birthday. So the age 40 Venus return, Mercury return time is very significant and definitely worth attuning to, working with ceremonially, working with intention for anybody that is in that time. And of course, anybody who's going through their Venus return now, who's turning any multiple of eight, this is a significant time because, again, Venus and Mercury are dancing very close together. And interestingly, I looked it up and I found that Venus and Mercury do not come back together for any for a conjunction until June of 2012. So it's a good 7 or 8 months before they actually catch up to each other again. And then it's a very short conjunction of just a few days, and then they move on. So they're not spending this long time together in the sky. So this is significant and worth our paying attention to. If you are looking into the evening sky, you can see Venus right now just above the horizon, just above the glow. You know, it's bright enough to show up above the glow. And hopefully, with fingers crossed, maybe by November 1st, we'll also be able to see Mercury and Venus very close together if Mercury is making a good appearance in the evening sky. It seems that it's reaching, Mercury will reach its greatest elongation on November 14th, but it is low in the sky, so it may not be that easy to see in the mid-northern latitudes. People in the southern latitudes will probably have a better opportunity, or the latitudes further south will have a better opportunity to see it. However, the energy is still there, so it is worth knowing about, and I will be including sky maps in the November celestial timings so you can get a sense of where these two are coming together.